Hey everyone, I am back and I'm so glad to be back, guys. It's been a couple weeks since we've updated the podcast and there's just been so much going on. I was gearing up for this big winter weekend event we'll talk about at the end. And a lot of good stuff has happened, man. But besides all that, I miss you guys. I miss talking to y'all. I miss having these conversations with the podcast. I want to get back into this rhythm and routine to be able to just exert my thoughts into this microphone and be able to chat with you about student ministry, programming, all that good stuff. So, hey, as always, man, I'm so glad you guys are here. Welcome to 15 Minutes with Frank. If you know someone who would benefit with spending 15 minutes with me, please send them my way, share them to the podcast. If you haven't done so, please subscribe. Let people know if they're wondering, well, how come he doesn't make video blogs with a conjunction with the podcast? That's because most of y'all are listening to this on iTunes. And instead of trying to edit two things, the audio of the podcast and the video, I figure let's consolidate this, bro, and let's get it all focused on the podcast. So if you know anyone who's like, I haven't heard from Frank in months, well, you could be like, I've heard from him just recently. Tell him to go to the podcast. Tell him to go to iTunes. Tell him to look up 15 Minutes with Frank. Find me. Subscribe. Tell your friends about it. It'll be a good time. So this past Sunday, we had our service. We started a new series. Let's get into it, and let's talk about what I did this past weekend. So we started the service at our leader meeting. I showed one of those old DYM, not old, I mean it's a couple months old, I guess, a leader training. So usually I do my own leader trainings and I try to come up with my own material, but after this past week and busyness, somehow I just got behind me. And so I was like, I've been sitting on all this like leader, training videos from my DYM membership that like Josh Griffin or Doug Fields or other people they bring in to shoot these videos with. And so I was looking through the videos. I was like, what would be a good one to talk about at the moment? I found this one video where Josh talks about just showing up, just being present in the lives of the kids, being there. And so I showed that video and the leaders loved it. And so that's a perk of the DYM membership that I don't really use very often. And it was a really good one. And so anyways, that was a cool thing to kind of share with the leaders. And after that, our doors opened around 6. Kids were coming in. They were grabbing snacks. We were having a good time hanging out. And around 6:30, then we started the actual programming. So we started off the night with a funny video, which I'm going to link both of the videos that we've showed so far. So I do this bit called Leaders Riding in Cars with Frank. And so if you've seen Carpool Karaoke or even like some of those BuzzFeed videos where people are just driving around in their cars, or maybe you've heard of the Jerry Seinfeld comedians riding in cars getting coffee type of thing, it's kind of the same premise. And basically, I give my leaders, and this is an opportunity for the students to get to know leaders that might not be their small group leader. And so we drive around town and we maybe do some couple like ask them a bunch of questions. We may go to a place to get some food and just kind of come up with kind of silly things for ways for our students to get to know our leaders. And so so I did one a couple weeks ago with one of our female leaders. And this past week I did one with our male leaders. And the kids absolutely love it. These videos tend to be a little longer, like 8 to 10 minutes. And usually I'm very uncomfortable with these long videos being like so long. But our students don't mind them because they're people they know. And I've always said, if you make your own video with people you know or people the students know, you can get way more out of it than just trying to find a YouTube video of people they don't know. Like, videos are funnier when it's people they know. You know what I'm saying? So I asked them, I got a leader and we got in the car. I started asking them silly questions. And then after that, I just kind of put funny sounds and like memes on top of the video. And so, I mean, in like, 2 hours of recording, an hour of editing, you have a pretty funny video that the kids will love. And the fact that it's kind of like low quality, like it looks like a poor man's vlog, makes it even better. Like they like kids love the authenticity. So I'll kind of put the videos in the show notes on the website at frankgill.me. And by all means, steal it, dude. Like if you have a GoPro or of some sort, or maybe if you have like a car mount that you can put your phone in, grab a leader and like drive them around and then just do silly stuff. Like take their phone, hack their Snapchat, hack their Instagram, take them to Popeyes and introduce them to food that they don't normally eat. Like kids absolutely love that stuff. So anyways, after the funny video, our host came up. Our host did some announcements and our host talked about summer camp. We are now at the beginning of starting to promote our summer camp, and I'm so, so, so excited. I think registration will probably go up in about a week or two. And so we just kind of shared with them the dates and kind of what to expect, and the kids who went last year hyped, the kids who haven't gone before, the kind of this like air of mystery, like, what is all this about? Then we played two games, and one game we played at our Big Winter Weekend event called, I think, Captain My Captain, I think it's called, or Captain Calls, or something like that. Anyways, and basically it's a game where it's just kind of like an elimination game where it's kind of like Simon Says, but you have to do these, like, captain stuff. And it's really, really silly. It's really, really funny. Well, I'll talk about the captain game in a little bit, some more about how to play it. But, like, the kids love this game. And I think this is a game that, like, I've never heard of before. Maybe I just went to the wrong youth groups or something. But, like, I just heard about this game a couple weeks ago. And it's so much fun. And it's pretty easy to play. And the other game, which didn't go so well, is called the shoe game. So I went to a winter retreat that I spoke at, and when I go to these events where they invite me to speak, I like just take tons of notes. Like, I'm like, what are you doing? So I can steal this and do it in my youth group. And they did this one game you've probably played before, where you split the group into two teams, and then they all have to take their shoes off. You throw the shoes in the middle, and you mix it up, and then the objective of the game is to call the students to, when you say go, all the students have to run into the middle of the pile, grab both of their shoes, put them on, and go back to their corner. And the first team where every person has their shoes and they're back in their corner wins. Well, we played that. And the kids were just kind of indifferent about it. Like, they didn't look like they were having fun. They're just kind of like, I just got to get my shoes back on and get back to my side. And so we were just kind of like, we're going to play this once and not play it ever again. So, I mean, maybe if you have a younger youth group or kids who are sillier, maybe it'll work, but just it didn't land with my kids. I don't know why. Then we did three songs. We did Do What You Want To, No Longer Slaves, and Great Are You, Lord. Another like great night where like kids were leading worship. Our worship guy has been bringing in new people, new students to lead, and the students have really taken ownership of it. It was really, really awesome. Then I started this new series called How to Ruin Your Life. And this is a series that I think isn't on DYM yet. I think this was like a DYM perk. And it's basically a series on wisdom. So chances are, if we're in February now, it'll be out in March. And it's just a really interesting series about wisdom. And so we just started it. And the first message was basically like how wisdom will fail you. Basically, if you treat wisdom like a life hack or like a BuzzFeed article, it's gonna fail you. Like, wisdom is hard work. It's something you have to consciously, consistently think about. And so we just talked about wisdom and what that looks like and how we should handle wisdom. And then we had our benediction with our Fuse host leader, and then we went to small groups. And so it was a really, really fun night. The students seemed to respond well to the message, even though, like, I was nervous that another series about wisdom would kind of go over their heads or they'd be bored with it. But apparently in small groups, they just had a really, really good discussion and conversation. So, like I said, I just had Big Winter Weekend, and it was probably the best event I've ever done. In the sense of, I think camp last year was the best event I've ever done. But this Big Winter Weekend was probably the smoothest I've ever had an event go. And that's 100% because my leaders just, you know, all the responsibilities I handed off to leaders, they just nailed it. They just killed it. And, like, anything that could go wrong did not go wrong. I mean, the scariest part was, like, one of my speakers, like, showed up, like, 5 minutes before they had to go on stage, and that made me a little nervous. But other than that, everything was great. It was so good. And so, if you didn't know, I had an event called Big Winter Weekend. It was, like, our winter retreat, it was, like, a winter retreat D-Now kind of thing. D-Nows don't mean anything up here in the Midwest, or at least in Milwaukee. And so, we kind of mask it by just calling it Big Winter Weekend. And so, it's, like, a day-and-a-half event, three sessions, host homes, all that kind of stuff. If you know what a D now is, a disciple now, you kind of know what we're doing. If not, just Google D nows, disciple nows, and you'll kind of get a good gauge of what it is. And so it was myself. I preached, and then I brought in two friends. You guys have probably heard of them, KB from Reach Records, and Propaganda from Humble Beast Records. And so they came in, and they also spoke at both sessions, at two of the sessions, and they also did a concert for us. And so. So I could go into details. You're probably going to see videos coming out if you follow me on Facebook or Instagram or if you follow my YouTube channels or even my youth group's YouTube channels. You'll see videos of maybe the messages and maybe even some of the concert footage. But what I want to do for you guys, since I love you guys, is I know when I first decided to do Big Winter Weekend, I did so much research. I asked so many of my friends, hey, can you give me your D-Now schedule? Can you tell me how you did your DNOW. What was it like? Like, what was the things that you saw that were issues? What did you learn from it, et cetera, and so forth? And I just Googled, like, DNOW schedules and DNOW ideas and games and stuff like that. And I remember, like, I bought some, like, DNOW in a box kind of programming, kind of downloads type of stuff. And I just remember, like, feeling kind of, like, nervous because I felt like I didn't know what I was doing. And so this is my second year doing it, and I may not know exactly what I'm doing yet, but what I do know is this passing now went very, very smoothly. And so what I want to do is I'm going to give you guys on my website, fredgill.me, a detail, not maybe not super detailed, but a pretty detailed outline of everything we did and the times we did it. And also, like, if there's like if it's a game, like, I'll show you where I found the game. If there's a video associated with something, I'll send you the video. It's kind of everything I did for the DNOW, so that way you can be like, okay, here's what he did for the day and a half thing that he did. Here's what we could do, and kind of maybe just steal, like, ideas. Like, okay, their theme was Made for More, and so I'm gonna steal that idea. They did these songs, I'm gonna do that. You know, instead of maybe getting two rappers to speak, you know, you can find two other people, or maybe just find one killer speaker to speak the whole weekend. You know what I'm saying? There's different ideas. I think the one of the richest things you can do is the games are gonna be, like, super helpful. Like, if you're trying to come up with games for the weekend, like, the games we played were so fun. And, like, we used a lot. I mean, I think all of our games were DYM games except for, like, the activity games and the group games. We like, burnt out our DYM games app. We used, like, every single DYM game in the DYM games app. And so, anyways, it was a lot of fun. I can't wait to you guys to share this. It should be, like, a PDF that you can download on my website, frankgill.me. But yeah, man, people who are going to have first access to this are actually going to be people who are on the email list. So when you go to fredgill.me and you click on the podcast, every single episode is on the podcast, and you'll be able to click on an episode to hear it or get the link to iTunes. But you can also sign up for our email list. So if you haven't done so, at fredgill.me, on every single blog post, there's an opportunity to sign up for the email list. And the email list means that you get first access to everything I talk about. If there's any downloads I'm giving out, you're going to get access to that. As well as, you know, in the future, if cool stuff happens, they'll be the first to know. So make sure you sign up for that. And then, yeah, man, if you have any questions about my week, my schedule for DNOW, or this Big Winter Weekend event, or you want some clarification, feel free to hit me up, man. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, you can email me through the website. I would love to talk to you some more about it, because I loved this event, and I think every youth group should do something like this. I think it's an easy win because it's not terribly expensive than going to, like, a winter camp or something like that. And I think it's super awesome also when other youth groups come together. Like, when we did this, it wasn't just our youth group. We had about three or four other youth groups join us, and it was so much fun. So anyways, guys, I love you. Ladies, I love you. You guys have been great. I've been enjoying this time. Hopefully, now we can get back in this rhythm and we can start doing this again. All right, man. Talk to you guys later. God bless and see ya.